Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Pierce. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tony Pierce. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Berry steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Berry tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pierce, and towards Campaneris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney takes first base on ball four. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos takes first base on ball four. McNerney moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Melton trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Lachman, who tags Melton for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullen moves to third. McNerney moves to second. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Voss pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster juggles the ball. That's an error on Webster. Bradford moves to third. Voss moves to second. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bill Melton. Jack Aker now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Voss scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCraw scores. Alomar moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Cullen moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carlos strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday pinch hits for Jack Aker. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Danny Cater pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6. And the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNurtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. There goes Cullen trying to get to third. Donaldson throws to Bando who tags Cullen for the out. 2 outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Diego Segui. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.